But right now, we're glad to have Ms. Lena Mallory with us this morning, the County Extension Agent for 4-H Youth Development. And Lena, how are you?
Doing good, Chris. How are you? And Happy New Year, everyone.
That's right. Happy New Year. Have you had a good year so far?
So far, it's been a good week and everything. So excited for the new year and fresh starts. And so just a lot of exciting things happening.
Yeah, kind of the calm before the storm for you, isn't it?
I feel like I've just been riding the waves as they happen and everything. So we've obviously been going more and more into what we would call a normal 4-H youth development programming for Marshall County. So it's been exciting, but it's also been kind of like, whew, after almost 2 years of being in pandemic mode.
Yeah, how did that work? I mean, when you've got like virtual camps and stuff,
was there
pretty good participation?
We actually did our programming as far as clubs and everything. Mm-hmm. We had to hold them virtually for as long as possible. And then last year, we did a mix of in-person and virtual. It has changed how we do programming since we went a couple years where we were not able to be accessible to the schools and within the schools. And so we would go from either having to be in person and masked to virtual, depending on the health of the community and what the latest guidelines were. So it was kind of a mix, but we, of course, did not have camp in 2020. But in 2021, we had what we call kind of our hybrid camp, and we had cohorts, and we worked at 50% capacity. And that had its ups and downs, I mean, and everything and stuff, but we had a lot of returning campers and new campers. And then this past year was our first, well, I say past year, 2022, seems like it was just yesterday.
Oh, wow.
But we actually had kind of our first full-scale back-to-normal camp.
Well, good, and it seemed to good attendance. And
we did have good attendance and everything. So we lost a couple of people right beforehand due to just illnesses in the family and everything. So we hate that. But overall, we had a good camp week. I will say that it was eye-opening and that we realized that our youth, we have a lot of youth, and I know this is not anything new to anyone that's been working with youth, and especially this past year, this school year, and families. I know you've seen it as well, but our youth learning how to interact with each other again, and what, and just that social emotional aspect. And so we had to work through that. We, in all honesty, were prepared to deal with trauma triggers related to storms, because we do camp with not only with obviously Marshall, but we go with Ballard, Carlisle, Graves, Fulton, and Callaway County. And so needless to say, Fulton and Graves and Marshall, our counselors, we were very prepared to deal with some weather-related trauma. But we ended up having the best week of the summer in regards to the weather, that last week of June last year. So, but we also had, just like I said, youth that learning how to interact with each other again and being in large groupings and everything and stuff. But we worked through it. We had a great week. And I've received only positive comments back from my camp families. And so I appreciate that very much.
Well, good to see the kids are resilient. And kind of,
they are.
So that's good.
There's a lot we can learn from our youth, most definitely.
For sure. But again, the camps will be starting up here Memorial Day weekend?
That is for the first camping group, but actually our camping group. And so just to kind of let everybody know, you're getting the breaking news, because we have been promoting 4-H Camp 2023. The theme is Time Warp this year. And so for Marshall County, we will be going again with Ballard, Carlisle, Fulton, Graves, and Callaway. And we go Monday, June 12th through Thursday, June 15th at West Kentucky 4-H Camp in Dawson Springs. And so we have been promoting camp currently to our enrolled 4-H'ers and those who attended camp in summer 2022. This week, I am starting, I guess you could say right now, we are going to be opening up enrollment for all Marshall County, whether it's students or residents, ages 9 to 14. This does include students in CCA and Christian Fellowship. Even if they reside in a different county, they are welcome to come with Marshall. And so we will be going you have to be 9 to 14 years of age as of the first day of camp, which is June 12th. Anyone that is over, is 15 and over, then you will have to apply to be either a counselor in training or a teen counselor. And we are always in need of especially male adult volunteers. And so those counselor applications are available from the Extension office.
Great. So you can find out more. Go to the Extension office website, I guess, or 4-H.
4-H, and we'll be sending things out to the schools. We'll be getting flyers out, and I'm sure that a lot of our schools have been very great about putting things on their Facebook pages and such. But just to kind of let everyone know, it is for the first 50 registered, the cost for camp is $200 per camper. After that, the cost goes up to $290. We currently, as of Friday afternoon, we have 20 campers already. So I already have a boys' cabin full and everything. So definitely have plenty of space for girls. And thankfully, I have the big boys' cabin. But we will be limited space. And so we're in the process of confirming counselors. But once again, for those first 50 registered, it's $200. Our district board is very gracious to help with some programming costs to where we're able to provide that discounted rate. And then after that, it's $290. But thankfully, we have very gracious businesses and organizations and individuals, including our homemakers and banks and just some of my 4-H council members who donate. And so we do provide scholarships based on financial need as well.
I was going to ask you about that. Is there a way businesses can do that or individuals can help out?
They can contribute to the Clover campaign, as we call it. And so they're more than welcome to contact our office and at 270-527-3285. And we will be more than willing to give them information on how they can provide those donations.
That's wonderful. So call that number 527-3285 and you can find out how you can help and make a kid have a fun week. That's always a fun week for kids, though.
It is. It really is.
And again, that'll be coming up soon here in for Marshall County students. And so get registered. As Lena said, the first 50, it's $200 per camper. Then after that, it's $290. But you do have, 90 kids will max out?
We are to take at least 90 people this year. That is our state requirement and everything, programming and everything that we have right now. I know 290 when it goes to the full price, seems a lot for everyone, but please understand we pay the state $275. So that $15 over the $275 for those that are at the $290 go to help pay for T-shirts, programs, so that we don't have to charge for class time, different things at classes. And so it goes to, I realize it's a lot, but it's also, I'm always more than willing to work with families on a payment plan. The best thing is when you get the information this week, go on and get registered, get your child registered. There is $50 due at the time of registration, which that goes towards the payment. So it is part of the camp fee. And so that, I'm always willing to work with families. And of course, we have the scholarships that are based on financial needs. So anything we can try to do our best to provide a positive youth development experience for our youth in Marshall County, we are more than willing to try to work with.
Sounds great. Lena Mallory visiting with us this morning, and we'll go ahead and get to our first break. And if you have a question or comment, give us a call, 527-3102. And otherwise, we'll be back in just a moment on WCBL.